At the central complex of the Heartlands, there's accommodation, there's artist studios. One end, you've got Chai and Bobble. In the centre, there is a Plen and Gwarry, a playing place where people can sit and watch performances. Now, around that playing place, that Plen and Gwarry, is going to be a series of totem poles. And those totem poles have been designed by Nikki Neat. And Nikki is with me now. Just tell me what your original brief from Heartlands was.
I mean, it's slightly obscure in that I started off working with the original architect, Jonathan Dransfield, and was invited on the project in 2008. So I've been around the site since it was derelict. And he just said, you know, just come up with an idea. So it was a collaboration with the architect, this piece. I mean, the totems were already going to be set in place. And, you know, my spec was to come up with some kind of idea of a community project where they decorated or incorporated some kind of a message on those totems.
How many totems have you got around the outside of the Plen and Gwarry? And just tell me about this message which they convey.
Okay, well, there's 12 totems, and the front and the back have got the metal stencils on. I did four workshop, like, to begin with Pool Academy. We had a performance promenade where we dressed up as extraterrestrial scientists and paraded through the streets of Pool and had a tour of the derelict Robinson Shaft. Then we had ex-miner Peter Hughes give them a talk on mining. The graphical hieroglyphs that the children created was from found metal objects, discarded metal objects, that I collected from the site of Robinson Shaft. And from that, they made artwork that I then scanned into the computer.
I mean, when people come and visit the Heartlands Project and see these totems around the Plen and Gwarry, what's their challenge going to be?
OK, well, it works on maybe two or three different levels. I mean, aesthetically, it's going to work with the environment. We used three different metals, copper, zinc and steel, all of which are native. It's an environmental piece, but as well, the stencils represent letters of the alphabet that make a poem that the children from Pool Academy created and I put together and on the poles. So the booklet describes how you can decipher the message that these children put on the poles, and it is actually a very beautiful and meaningful message. And I think for the first person to decipher it, they should have a prize.
So just tell me a little bit about your journey as an artist, actually developing this project.
I mean, it's very in tune with my own work. I'm a printmaker, so I work with metals and oxidisation and discarded objects. So it just lent itself very well to this project. All the materials we've used on this project have either been native to Cornwall or reclaimed. So the whole kind of inspiration was from the mine. Even the making of it empathised with the way the miners worked. Like, every single stencil has a pattern, like every letter has a pattern of copper clouts, which symbolises the patterns that they would make to drill different kinds of holes in the mines. And attaching the stencils was a process of drilling and hammering, and very methodical work, which I think is in empathy with mining itself.
Thank you very much, Nikki, for talking to us about your totem poles.